The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Are poems that tell stories in narrative terms, giving readers a sense of the characters present and the setting, and mapping out a clear sense of something meaningful that happened. And there are poems in which the whole story is less essential than the brief instant when a powerful feeling or realization was encountered. Other poems behave still differently, allowing images or sounds to predominate, invoking a particular tone or mood that does a kind of work upon the reader. When I read a poem like this, I don't come away with a sense of what it was about so much as what kind of a state it thrust me into. Afterward, I feel a little like I do upon waking from certain dreams, the kind where plot escapes me, but an urgent emotional residue persists. Today's poem, Where There Were Steep Riverbanks, by Uruguayan poet Circe Maya, feels to me like a mystery, or like a dream whose events seemed clear in the moment, but grow strange and portentous in the retelling. On its surface, the poem seems to take place in a boat on a river on a June afternoon. But the poem works upon me mysteriously, causing the scene it describes to feel larger and longer than a single day, and farther away than an ordinary memory. Reading it, a strange thought comes to mind. If I were to enter into another state of being, in a form other than human, and someone were to ask me to describe what it had been like having a life, this poem could stand as an answer. I feel fear, beauty, struggle, joy, and love in the periphery of this poem. And I feel the long journey of life and the approach of death or departure, too. What was it like, life? It was long and short, fearsome and beautiful, and it was work, such hard work. And it was like a kind of game, something I enjoyed to play. All throughout, there were things I lost, just as all throughout, there were wonderful small gifts. Where There Were Steep Riverbanks, by Circe Maya. Once again, the memory rises up of the oar beating against the water. The river shines and leaves tremble in the shade. Wet hair, smiling eyes watching, above blue and sun and blue, watch the black and broken tree trunks, listen to the water. I still feel warm wood in my hand, and at every dull beat my blood makes, the oar sinks again in green cold and algae, like a stem firm and green. June came rising. There came from wind, from love and life, red wings in flight, the days of summer. Row, rower, and do not listen to the black beat of the oar. The oar strokes cut time into pieces, equal pieces, almost clockwork, and all you think about is where each is falling, a beat and another beat together. As the day flies, look how the white hours grow black and the wanting to stop them almost hurts. Blows fall on the soul, cold and ashen, the blows of the oar on the water. And behind, you can see the flat surface of the river, the face of summer, blue and smooth. This poem was translated by Jesse Lee Kercheval. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.